Investment flash.
Oil spikes 8%. AI stocks crater. The everything long trade just got a wake-up call. We're breaking down the pieces today on Investment Flash.
Welcome to the London edition, July 14th, 2026. I'm Marie, joined as always by Tom and Gerald. Gerald, yesterday you were selling gold on the New York show. Today we're looking to buy it. What happened? A night of bad sleep?
Honestly, when the US starts dropping bombs in the Strait of Hormuz, my treasury safe haven thesis takes a back seat to pure panic hedging. Gold down 2.5% last session? That feels like a gift.
Fair. And here I thought my portfolio was the only thing that could swing 5% a day. But seriously, the chip sell-off is the real story.
Oh, come on. Your chip ETFs are down 4% again. That's practically a standard week.
No, for real. NVIDIA having its Asia buyer list? That's a demand punch right when everyone's already jittery. The semiconductor ETF fell 4.2%.
Right, and with oil jumping 8.4% last session on the Iran airstrikes, you've got the classic risk parity blow-up. Tech and crude crashing together. Normally they offset, but not this time. The everything long trade just broke.
See, this is what I mean. The market's been pricing perfection, and now we've got a supply shock and a demand scare hitting at the same time. It's the nightmare scenario for long everything books.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
Yeah, but here's the thing. NVIDIA is now 14% below its 52-week high, trading at 16 times forward. If earnings this week are solid, that's a snapback waiting to happen.
Tom, you said that about semis in Q2, and here we are again. 16 times forward only works if the Blackwell ramp stays on track, and right now China's crackdown means half your buyers are gone. The addressable market is shrinking, not growing.
Not so fast. Evercore ISI is out saying pick the least loved stocks ahead of earnings. They're betting profit growth lifts everything. That could mean NVIDIA pounces hard.
Exactly. That's the counterpunch. The S&P 500 is only 2% off its high. Earnings could rescue the whole AI trade.
All right, but the oil split is what's really fascinating. The oil fund USO up 8% on war jitters. But China crude imports at a decade low. So which is it? Supply fear or demand destruction?
That's the tension no one's resolving. I'd rather play the periphery. Gold or defense stocks like Lockheed Martin. They're still 25% below highs. Less crowded.
Speaking of periphery, did you see Nikkei's take on helium? US becomes the top supplier to chip makers as Iran and China squeeze supply. Linde and TSMC benefit.
That's the most original angle of the day. While everyone's watching oil, the real supply chain shift is in gases like helium. Linde, at 26 times forward, isn't cheap, but it's an oligopoly play. They can set prices.
And it connects to the chip sell-off. TSMC down about 2.5% in the week. But if they're securing helium, that's a moat. The AI story isn't dead. It's just getting pickier.
100%. That's why I'm still watching NVIDIA and the chip names. The sell-off feels like panic, not fundamentals.
Tell that to Korea. The leveraged chip ETF there is down 45%. Retail investors getting destroyed.
Oh man, that's not a dip. That's a crater. The only thing guaranteed is retail investors losing their shirts again.
You two are terrible. But it does highlight the split. The Korean won hit a two-month high on Hynix ADR inflows, so institutions are buying while retail panics. Classic.
Yeah. I call that the welcome to the moon trade, except they forgot the rocket.
I mean, he's not wrong, but that institutional retail split is everywhere. Look at China.
Exactly. China's green tech exports surging over 33% in the first half, but domestic airline demand cratering and crude imports at a decade low. It's a split economy.
Yeah, look, the solar ETF is down 30% from its high, despite that export boom. That's either a screaming buy or a value trap.
I'd lean value trap, buddy. If domestic demand is weak, exports can only carry so far. China Eastern Airlines is a sell.
But Gerald, your bond doom loop might finally get some company. No one's talking about the Fed. An 8% oil jump and airstrikes and SOFR futures are flat. That's the real tail risk.
Honestly, it's as if the rate market is asleep. If this passes through to core PCE, the rate cut thesis unravels, and that hits growth stocks hardest.
Wait. So you're saying the Fed could actually delay cuts? That would crush my tech bounce.
Look, that's the risk no one's hedging. Meanwhile, JP Morgan upgrades American Express because their rich clients don't care about gas prices.
JP Morgan upgrading Amex after an oil spike because nothing says safe haven like plastic in a war zone.
Hey, wealthy people still need their platinum perks, even when the world's on fire. Amex at 17 times forward doesn't look bad.
Okay, but it's not just a joke. The contrast with Capital One is stark. Cap One down 18% year to date. Their customers are the ones feeling energy costs.
Capital One at 8x earnings looks cheap, but this oil spike widens the consumer divide, insulated versus squeezed.
Right, and then you've got data center builders offloading stakes to raise capital. Digital Realty, Equinix, they're cashing in on AI hype.
Digital Realty down 1.5% last session, still 15% below its high. Capital raises can dilute, but they also validate asset values.
I'm going to push back here. These stake sales could signal peak data center frenzy. But if AI demand is real, they're smart to raise while money is flowing.
Either way, the money's moving. Blackstone just put $5.3 billion into Williams gas projects. That's a bet on energy infrastructure, not just oil.
Williams up 22% year-to-date, still 7% off its high. That's a steady Eddie play amid all this volatility.
And let's not forget pharma. Dr. Reddy's weight loss drug trouble. That's a gift to Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly, both down near 30% from their highs.
Lilly only down 0.5% last session, but the obesity pipeline is still the golden goose. Buy on competitor stumbles.
Fair enough, but let's talk bank mergers and acquisitions. First Hawaiian buying Trico for $2.01 billion. Trico up 12% on the deal, premium priced in.
All stock deal. So Trico investors now tied to First Hawaiian's performance. Acquirer fell 3%. Dilution risk.
All right, circling back to the big picture. Evercore says buy least loved stocks. With earnings coming, the S&P could run.
But the oil chip combo is a genuine threat. If Nvidia doesn't deliver, this sell-off ain't over.
And the Fed asleep at the wheel. That's the wild card. If inflation fears wake up, the rate cut trade dies.
No, but that's exactly my point. The market is too bearish. The S&P is near highs. Earnings could surprise. Everyone's expecting doom, and that's when you buy.
Tom, your permeable hat is on tight today. But remember, Nvidia is already 14% down, and the semis are leading. This could be more than a blip.
Hold on. Both of you are right. There's opportunity and risk, which is why we watch gold, defense, and maybe the solar ETF if China's exports hold. Diversify. Don't just pick a side.
Exactly. 100%.
That's the whole story.
Nailed it.
All right. As always, none of this is investment advice. Do your own homework, folks.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. Catch you then.
See you, buddy.
Later, all.